A good murder, like good wine, takes time. A good murder, like good wine, takes time. It is only reasonable if a man is going to spend the rest of his life paying for a murder, he should be entitled to take his time while committing it. It is not just murder that people are hasty about, impulsive about, it is nearly everything that is potentially impactful on the rest of their lives. People, you, are either procrastinating about important things, or jump in with 2 feet, holding your nose, closing your eyes. Of course, the world is full of seemingly contradictory advice. Here is one. You don't have to get it perfect, you just have to get it going. If you look at this advice one way, it sounds like horsepucky. If you look at this advice another way, it is brilliant, maybe even wise. It is impossible to edit air. Crap, on the other hand. Create some crap and then you can edit it, tweak it to your heart's content. Thinking will cause you to waste time while nothing is moving. It is a whole lot easier to write something that goes in the wrong direction than getting it going at all. You just have to keep your eyes open and adjust the direction closer to where you ultimately intend to end up, instead of full speed ahead charging into the wrong direction. Course correct. Your first step, most likely will be in the wrong direction. I mean it. On the other hand, the other extreme, I have been guilty of waiting and thinking and wishing myself. My dream has been to work with people who are willing. Willingness is a DNA capacity, a combination of will, force of will, and allowing. A kind of surrender. Surrender to moving, surrender to change, surrender to discomfort. So something can happen. Most people are not willing. Not willing to be wrong, not willing to make a mistake, not willing to acknowledge anything, own anything bad about themselves. Simply not willing. They are the horse that won't drink. Even if they are thirsty. Don't tell me what to do. Don't wanna. I am scared. I can't. Or I am too stupid. And other excuses come from them, instead of willingness and movement to get unstuck and get going. The popular way to say what's happening underneath the surface, they are not willing to let go of what feels safe and comfortable. When you climb a ladder, you have to be willing to let go of the rung where you have been, or you won't be climbing. Leaving the rung is difficult. It feels like suicide. You have heard that there is afterlife, but no one has come back and confirmed that. So you need to be willing to give up where you have been, for where you are going. Give up who you have been. Give up how you have been for a new way of being. I know the new way of being is not visible yet. But the only thing you really need to give up, must give up to move up, are the things you don't even think about, because they are like the air you breathe, they are invisible to you. You think that is who you are. Bah, hogwash. Yeah, you have been. You don't need to be stuck there. You cannot change your eye color, the shape of your face, but you can always change your being, your who and your how. That is why my Invisibles course is potentially so valuable. You see, I terminated the playground course, because people got to the place where they could see themselves in all their gory glory. They could or could have been able to see how stingy, cowardly, self-righteous, resistant, self-important, selfish, conceited, demanding, entitled, jealous they are, wanting what belongs to another. Good. Now when you see it, you can see the who you have been that you must leave so you can become who you can become. A person you can love, a person who can love life and live it powerfully. Without self-love nothing works. I am not talking about narcissistic self-love, blind self-aggrandizing, self-pampering, delusional. No. I am talking about the love the two selves feel towards one another. Love, appreciation, respect, esteem, because the other is likable, because the other is honorable, because the other deserves it. I am more forgiving of you than yourselves. I can love you as a commitment to love you. Without conditions, just because I said so. In spite of your shenanigans, your stupid moves, your aimlessness, your complacency. But your two selves are not forgiving. They don't have a commitment to love each other. With your two selves you need to earn it. In the growth course we design the new who. And the path to it. There is no magic to it, you can't wave your magic wand to make it happen. It is slow. It is time-tabbing. Turning a monster of an ocean liner around in a tight bay. Or here is another picture, turning an ugly person into a beautiful one. Makeup won't change the person. Maxwell Maltz of Psycho-Cybernetics fame, was a plastic surgeon. He said, "You can change an ugly person into beautiful, but until the person changes inside, they will still feel ugly, act ugly, be ugly." Here are a few more examples for that. I was always looking for a home. I moved. From country to country, from state to state. Being at home, having a home, feeling at home didn't come until I changed inside. You may want to be a businessman, but you don't know what that means. You own businesses, but the feeling of being a businessman eludes you. Something needs to change inside. What? You'll know when it changes. Not before. In all of my courses, we get to the who through the what. We look at your actions and discover who you are. In the growth course, we'll design your what so your WHO can change. Change into the person who loves their life and live it powerfully. Tall order? You bet. Impossible? No. Likely? It is up to you. Take the growth course if you think you are a good fit. Go to step 2.